Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Narlski. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ed Rhodes. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a line drive into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Maynisch reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Maynisch scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Ed Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Barry and he is out, Narlski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. Two outs. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlski takes first base on ball 4. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Narlski moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 0 in the game. Badgerow hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch bunts towards first. Tote fields the ball and throws to Gaston covering. Safe. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Tote reaches second base with a double. Barrett moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhodes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett scores. Tote moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox won. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. 1 out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scarrett moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Barrett hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Bob Barrett. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball towards right. Badgerow settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Badgerow. Rothrock moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Tote reaches second base with a double. Rothrock scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a pop-up towards second. Melillo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tote moves to third. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tote scores. Berry moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhodes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Berry scores. Rhine moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Narlsky bunts and there's an error on the play. Rhine moves to third. Gaston moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skarrat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rhine scores. Gaston scores. Narlsky moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgero. Williams reaches second base with a double. Narlsky scores. Skarrat goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Farrell and over to O'Rourke, who tags Williams for the out. Rothrock moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Reeves now playing third base. Jack Rothrock now playing center field. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0-for-1 in the game. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rhine is hit by the pitch. Wally Gerber pinch runs for Hal Rhine. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Gaston reaches second base with a double. Gerber moves to third. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Narlsky hits a fly ball towards center. Schult catches it and throws to third to double up Gaston. Gerber tags and scores. It's 9-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber now playing shortstop. Ed Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhodes hits a line drive into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Skarrat hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhodes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGowan for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Ogden now pitching. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schultz. Tote reaches second base with a double. Rothrock moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhodes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rothrock scores. Tote moves to third. One out. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tote tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gaston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 2 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hiney Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.